1 Samuel chapter 28. In those days, the Philistines gathered their armies together for war, to fight with Israel. Achish said to David, "You know, you and your men are expected to go with me in the army." David said to Achish, "All right, now you will see what your servant can do." Achish said to David, "Very well, I will make you my personal bodyguard from now on." Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, his hometown. Saul had banned mediums and psychics from the land. Now the Philistines gathered themselves and camped at Shunem. Saul gathered all Israel together, and they camped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart was terrified. Saul inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him by dreams, Urim, or by prophets. So Saul ordered his servants, "Find a woman for me that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her." His servants pointed out, "Look, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Ein Dor." So Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes and took two men with him. They came to the woman at night, and he said, "Please divine for me by the familiar spirit and bring up from the dead for me whoever I will name to you." The woman said to him, "You know what Saul has done, how he has cut off those who have familiar spirits and the spiritists out of the land. Why then do you lay a trap for me, which may bring about my death?" So Saul swore to her by the Lord, "As the Lord lives, no punishment will happen to you for doing this." Then the woman asked, "Whom shall I bring up for you?" He replied, "Bring up Samuel for me." When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out loudly, and the woman accused Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? You are Saul." But the king said to her, "Don't be afraid. What do you see?" The woman said to Saul, "I see a divine being coming up out of the earth." He asked her, "What does he look like?" She answered, "An old man coming up wrapped in a robe." Then Saul realized that it was Samuel, so he bowed with his face to the ground and did obeisance. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul answered, "I am in great distress, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and no longer answers me by prophets or dreams. Therefore I have called you, that you may inform me what I should do." Samuel said, "Why are you asking me, seeing the Lord has abandoned you and has become your enemy? The Lord has done to you just as he spoke by me. The Lord has ripped the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor, David. Because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek, therefore the Lord has done this thing to you today. Furthermore, the Lord will also deliver Israel along with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. The Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul immediately fell full length on the ground and was absolutely terrified because of Samuel's words. There was no strength left in him, for he had not eaten anything all that day and night. The woman came to Saul, and seeing how distraught he was, she advised him, "Look, your servant has listened to your voice, and I have taken my life in my hand, and have listened to your words that you spoke to me. Now therefore, please listen to the voice of your servant, and let me set a morsel of bread before you. Eat, so that you may have strength when you go on your way." But he refused, saying, "I will not eat." But his servants, together with the woman, urged him, and he finally gave in to their wishes. So he got up from the ground and sat on the bed. Now the woman had a fatted calf in the house, so she quickly butchered it and took flour, kneaded it, and baked unleavened bread with it. Then she brought it to Saul and his servants, and they ate. Later that same night, they got up and left.